Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC, I'm Vic Vela. Frontier Airlines is temporarily cracking down on checked guns on flights to Washington, D.C. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
President-elect Joe Biden will be inaugurated on Wednesday, just 2 weeks after Trump supporters violently rioted at the U.S. Capitol. Some U.S. airlines, including Delta and Denver-based Frontier, are now banning checked firearms for all flights to Washington in an attempt to prevent more violence. The policy exempts law enforcement and military personnel and expires next weekend. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The governor's office is asking Black and Latino legislative leaders for support of a vaccine budget amendment and help with addressing health inequities. Recently, the Polis administration asked the CDC for $6 million of CARES Act money for high-risk and underserved populations. In the meantime, the state is working with community partners to vaccinate low-income seniors of color. The state says it will also collect vaccinations data to ensure equitable distribution. And a settlement has been reached involving the 2015 wastewater spill at the Gold King Mine in southwestern Colorado. It involves the Navajo Nation, the state of New Mexico, and mining companies. A subsidiary of Canada's Kinross Gold will pay the tribe $10 million and $11 million to New Mexico to pay for things like environmental cleanup. A crew hired by the EPA triggered the spill, which contaminated rivers in three states. You're listening to CPR News.